Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, McCarver, M-C-C-A-R-V-E-R, 1-18-82. Two complaints. I popped my wrist, number one. Number two, hand and wrist swelling. Number three, the right wrist and hand is swelling with extension into the forearm. Number four, leg swelling. Number five, history of fatty liver. Number six, history of lymphadenopathy. Number seven, history of thyroid cysts. Number nine, history of PCOS. Our patient is a 41-year-old woman who had full evaluation of multiple issues and problems a year ago. She comes in today for further evaluation, period. Patient recently saw her primary care physician and her cardiologist, and her medications have been changed, period. COVID immunization, up to date. Maintenance, mammogram is up to date. Colonoscopy is up to date because of family history of colon cancer. Allergy, penicillin, Bactrim, clindamycin, Biaxin, sulfa drugs, methylprednisolone, but has had steroid injection and Medrol dose pack in the past. Medication. Celebrex 200 milligram BID. Let's make a medication list for her. Allergy, I just gave you. Then medication list. Celebrex 200 BID. Metoprolol 50 XL once a day. Lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20-25 once a day. No longer taking Elavil. Metformin XR 500 once a day. Vitamin D3 once a day. Neurontin 300 milligram. Two tablets TID. Protonix 40 milligram once a day. Surgery, hysterectomy, right ovary, left, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, pseudotumor cerebri, PCOS, sleep apnea on CPAP, prediabetes, muscle spasms, vitamin D deficiency. Patient also has had increased, her weight has remained the same and concerned about her weight. She's also having issues with for sleep apnea, she's on this auto CPAP machine that controls it, controls her rates on a regular basis. Social, she does smoke 1.5 pack a day. Sometimes doesn't drink alcohol, drugs, none. Married, lives with her husband and her children and family members. She has no children. She's tried to get pregnant in the past. She does project management and does a lot of work around the house with her keyboard. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. 289 pounds, down 2 pounds, 97%, 98, 16, 95, 1, 19 over 81. Heart, positive, swim, positive, with a few topics. Lungs, clear. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa without lesion, lower extremity shows 1 plus edema, positive pulses. Assessment, number 1, hypertension, controlled and current medication. Number 2, tachycardia, recently was placed on metoprolol XL, which is doing a good job controlling her tachycardia. Number 3, history of PCOS, the right ovary, which was not removed, was not seen today. Next number, sleep apnea on CPAP. Next number, increased weight. Actually, her weight's stable. She's going to make sure her thyroid was checked recently. Next number, the right side of ovarian cyst that was seen a year ago was not seen today. Next one is lymphadenopathy in the neck is stable. Next one is thyroid cyst is not, that was seen before is not seen again this year. Next number, kidneys look normal. Next number, leg pain, multifactorial, no sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, echocardiogram shows no significant change except for the RVH as before. Next number, fatty liver looks the same as before. Next number, carotid ultrasound looks the same. Next number, there's no sign of aneurysm in face of longstanding hypertension. Next number, as far as the wrist pain is concerned, she does have some decreased range of motion. In her right wrist, x-ray of the wrist is normal. I'm going to treat her with Medrol dose pack and Decadron 8 milligram. Next number, wear wrist protector, splint, i.e. splint. Next number is moist heat after 24 hours with Epsom salt. Next number is, if not better, in the next 7 days, we'll obtain MRI of the wrist. Patient understands and agrees to the plan. Thank you.